You're viewing Channel 4 in Pittsburgh, and we appreciate it.
Hello, and welcome to Junior High Quiz.
Pittsburgh National Bank presents the National Freedom Foundation's and American Legion Auxiliary Award-winning Junior High Quiz. Today's teams, Lyndon School versus Jane F. Middle School. And now, here's your moderator, Ricky Wirtz.
Junior High Quiz is a quiz of general knowledge and of quick recall between teams of 8th grade students chosen by their schools. Now, today is the final game of our season, and a very exciting season it has been. So the winner of today's game will be the grand champion of the 73-74 season here on Junior High Quiz. The questions for our show are compiled by our judge, Dr. Glenn Smith. And now I want you to meet these two fine teams. Our first round champions hail from Lyndon School.
Bill Love.
John Moyer. Mitch Browerman.
Herb Gardner.
Meg Matlack. Jesse Walker.
And their alternates are David Fink and Elise Sherman. And now to the fourth round champ, from Jane F. Middle School.
Steve Lang. Kim Ames. Bruce Troth.
Janine Harris.
Mike Christie.
Gordon Schlegel.
Their alternates are Lauren Danzy and Bob Johnson. Before we start, let me explain to you how the game is played. First of all, I ask the question. When I finish, the clock will start. Each team member pushes the button in front of him when he feels that he knows the answer to the question. Would you demonstrate for me, Steve? As you see, this stops our clock, and where it stops determines the number of points the question will be worth. Now, if the team should answer incorrectly, the opposing team will have a chance to answer, and they would receive the points that appeared on the clock. Remember, please, that the decision of our judge, Dr. Smith, is final as we start our game. Good luck to my two good team. As of this moment, how many times has the run for the roses, Jane F. Kim?
100.
Were you watching? Aha! She knew. 100 times. She did see the Kentucky Derby. Now, this answer has two parts to it. So listen, make sure you get both parts to it. What is the largest island closest to the continent of Europe? And what are its four political Jane F. Gordon.
Great. The island is Great Britain, and it entails the subdivisions of England, Wales, and Scotland.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll finish the question for Lyndon. What are its four political subdivisions, Lyndon? We have Meg here alone.
England, Scotland, Wales, and Ireland.
Right. You forgot Ireland in there, and we went to the four instead of the three. Gordon knew it, but I didn't get to tell you that there were four that we needed. The United States, including its free associated Commonwealth, Puerto Rico, extends from the Caribbean to the Bering Sea. What are names of the 8 time zones included, Jane F. Gordon?
Atlantic, Eastern, Central, Mountain, Pacific, Alaska, Bering, Yukon.
You did it. Those are the 8 time zones that are in, Gordon. Very good. A multiple choice question. Approximately 125,000 forest fires occur each year. Some are started by lightning, but far too many are caused by human carelessness. What percent of the latter reason is found in these figures? 75%, 85%, or 95%? Jane F. Kim.
95%.
Unbelievable, but true. 95%. Do we humans? What part of the eye may be replaced by a transplantable structure? Lyndon, John.
The lens?
No, not the lens, John. Janeth, we have Mike, Janine, Bruce, and Kim, Captain.
Kim. Retina?
No, the cornea. The transparent tissue that lies directly over the pupil. It's the cornea. On the boundary between Argentina and Chile at an elevation of 13,450 feet. Janeth, Janine.
Christ of the Indies?
Oh, Janine. Wait, do you hear what I was going to ask? I'll finish the question for Lyndon. Stands the statue, the Christ of the Andes. The statue is made of the bronze of melted cannon and commemorates the vow between the two nations. What is the vow? Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
Peace. A vow of peace between the two nations. You are right. Now, on this, you must get all the answers. What are the answers to the following three questions relating to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania? What is the nickname? What is the state tree? And what is the state motto? J. Neff, Bruce.
The state, the nickname is the Keystone State.
The tree?
The tree is the hemlock.
And the motto?
And the motto is virtue, liberty, and freedom.
I'm sorry, Bruce. We'll go up here to Lyndon. Can you give me an up there, everyone, to try it? No one's going to try it? Aw, I'm sorry. You know what you did. Virtue, liberty, and independence. Ah, how about that? Oh, Bruce is like, independence, right. What Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, appointed by President Hoover in 1930 and retired in 1941, died in 1948 with the reputation of fulfilling the obligations of that office with the greatest distinction since Chief Justice Marshall, J. Neff Gordon?
William Howard Taft.
No. Sorry, Gordon. Anybody, Linda, want to give it a try, John?
Ralph Bunch.
No, Charles Evans Hughes. Charles Evans Hughes. The boys corrected the sentence. What did they do? Here is the sentence. The swimmers on our team were faster than them. J. Neff Gordon.
I think they said the last word probably was they, and they changed it to them.
Right. The swimmers on our team were faster than they, is what it should have been. They was the answer there. What town close to central Pennsylvania is the headquarters of the Antique Automobile Club of America? Bruce is going to try it.
Classic Cars Incorporated?
No. I'm looking for a town, Bruce. How about Linden? I'll give it a try. Mitch is going to try it. Hershey. Mitch, that's two you've guessed at, and you're batting 1,000. Two it is. Hershey is the answer. Ah. Whew. We sit back here for a well-deserved rest, these two fine teams. We would like you to meet Mr. Henry Rex, who is a team advisor from Lyndon. Can you tell us a little bit how you prepared your students from the Lyndon team to appear on the show?
Yes, we met during lunch hour in my room, and we practiced with the questions and also after school.
Who helped you with the questions? I mean, where did they come from?
The students prepared the questions, and other teachers, for example, the math teacher, the language arts, and everyone in school actually helped.
Ah, so it was a school effort.
Yes.
All the way. Well, now, what subject do you teach?
Subject subjects in 7th and 8th grade.
7th and 8th. Well, did you notice any change in the students, Mr. Rex, from their first appearance on the show throughout the school year till their last appearance today?
Yes, at the beginning they were very nervous. Now I believe they're much more confident.
Good.
And sure of themselves.
Good. Well, now, you know, I'm very happy to have a Rex coming along on this Washington, D.C. trip with me again, because I had a member of your family, what, 3-4 years ago, wasn't it?
A little longer.
A little longer. Well, we won't discuss that then. And that was, please tell our audience who that was.
My daughter, Jo Carroll.
And what team was she with?
Taylor Alderdice.
Where is she now?
Princeton University.
Can I ask what year she's in?
Freshman.
Freshman, yay! But she's doing well in life.
Yes, quite well.
Very
loves
good.
It.
Ah, thank you. And the score reads, Lyndon 43, J-Neff 60. Close game as we head into our second session. And we have a scramble word coming up. Ready? Clues are loving music, devoted to music, musical organization. J-Neff, Kim.
Harmonical.
No. Lyndon, I'll finish the clues. Musical organization, devoted to music, and orchestra. Okay, Jessica?
Harmonical?
No, you both were getting the harmonic part, but it's philharmonic. Philharmonic. I just couldn't get squared around to the phil there. What is the medical term used for the specialty relating to or concerned with the cure of deformities in children or the bodily deformities in general? The medical term. J-Neff, Bruce.
Child abuse?
No, not child abuse. Lyndon? John?
Birth defect?
No, what we were looking for is orthopedic. Orthopedic is a medical term dealing with the deformities in children. If we accept the theory that the age of our universe is estimated at 10 billion years, and the age of our planet is 5 billion years, how many billion years is the estimate for the existence of man? Billy.
1 million years.
No, he won't take 1 million on that, Billy. J-Neff, we have Janine, Bruce, and Kim. Captain?
Bruce? 1,500,000 years?
You were sticking with Billy. No, he would have expected 3 or 4 or anywhere between 3 or 4 billion years. Efforts have been successfully made to eliminate much of the motion of vessels in the air, water, and on the surface of the water. What is the name of the up and down motion of a plane, boat, or ship rotating on its... Lyndon, John.
Turbulence?
No, not turbulence, John. J-Neff. A plane, boat, or ship rotating on its short axis. Janine and Gordon, Captain.
Gordon?
Yeah.
No, we were looking for pitch. Pitch. The pitch of it. Yes. A pendulum, starting from any point in its arc, swinging to its maximum amplitude in that direction, then swinging to its maximum amplitude in the other direction, and back to its starting point, is said to have completed its... J-Neff Kim.
Arc?
Arc. No, he will not accept arc. Lyndon. Is said to have completed its... Bill?
Curve.
No, he's looking for its period, its phase, or its cycle. That's the complete thing, and he would have accepted any one of those. Flowers are fertilized naturally by an exchange of pollen, which is carried by what means? They know. Here, J-Neff, Bruce, bees. Bees. Insects, especially bees, and he would have accepted the bees. One of your good subjects there, right? Members of the University of Pittsburgh Space Research and Coordinator Center are working on a project to measure atomic oxygen and nitrogen in the upper atmosphere. With scientists of what other country are they collaborating? Lyndon. Herb?
Russia.
Right, Herb. Russia. Ancient bacteria. Between 10,000 and 1 million years old, have been pulled from the deep below the Arctic ice cap. What happened to them when exposed to air? J-Neff, Janine.
They died?
No, not that they died. Lyndon, Herb?
They disintegrate.
Do you know they revived and began to grow? They began to grow, the bacteria. In a prospectus which William Penn circulated throughout Europe in German French, and Dutch translations. He offered religious freedom and generous terms for property acquisition on his tract. What kind of response, J.N.F., him?
He got Quakers from the different countries and people that were in jail and debtors and like that to come.
What is your ruling, Judge? He won't accept that, Kim. That's not what he's looking for. Lyndon, what kind of response did he get? Mitch?
A good one.
A good one. He accepts that. A good, an overwhelming, a spectacular, a really overpowering. Not particularly, you know, that could have just been a few that wrote in. And he wanted that he got a really overwhelming response to his thing. Edvard Grieg, Norway's leader in the field of music, and Henrik Ibsen, Norway's foremost poet and playwright, collaborated on a musical play. Jane F. Kim.
Mural King?
No, Kim, I'll go up here to Lyndon and finish. A musical play which was considered the greatest of the work of each. What was the name of the work? Any ideas? Mitch.
Arbeth.
You finally blew it, Mitch. After all these good guesses you had going, Peer Gynt. Peer Gynt was the name of it. Who discovered the island of Cuba for Spain and in what year? Jane F. Bruce.
Columbus in 1492.
Ha ha, you did it, Bruce. That's it. Columbus in 1492. What were the four great civilizations of antiquity? Jane F. Gordon.
Lower Mesopotamia, Tigris Euphrates, the Nile Valley, the Indus Valley, and the Yellow River Valley.
No, I'm sorry, Gordon. We'll go up here to Lyndon. Can you give me the four great civilizations of antiquity? No guesses either. Before your time runs out, nothing here. No. It's Egypt, Mesopotamia, India, and China. India and China. He was looking for it. In the caves of the forbidding cliffs of Qumran, a discovery was made in 1947 by an Arab in search of a strayed goat that has proven to be the greatest manuscript discovery ever made. Lyndon, Jessica.
The Bible manuscript.
Pardon?
Bible manuscript.
The Bible manuscript. No, I'll have to finish the question, Jessica, for Jane F. Ever made in the field of biblical studies. What is a discovery called? Gordon and Kim, Captain.
Dead Sea Scrolls.
Right, the Dead Sea Scrolls. Probably some of the victims of an inherited condition of excessive bleeding. Jane F. Kim.
Hemophilia, and they descended from Queen Victoria.
Did we take your first answer, which is hemophilia, and that's what they did descend from Queen Victoria, and I was going to give you that part. But hemophilia is what we were looking for, and you guessed right. Herodotus, 1485-1430 B.C., was a Greek historian whose work is the oldest surviving major Greek prose and the first history in Western civilization. What is the common title given to him? Jane F. Steve? You thought I was heading in some other direction. Okay, we'll go up here to Lyndon. Meg?
Homer?
No, we were looking Father of History. It was the first history, and they all call him the Father of History, is what we were seeking there. Now we're going to seek Mrs. Alberta Wegley, who is the team advisor from Jane F., and I think you'll enjoy our talk with her. Mrs. Wegley, you're kind of a very special team advisor to me because, as far as I can remember, you're my very first librarian.
Well, it's very nice to hear that you're finally getting a librarian.
All the other parts have been represented, and I finally get a librarian to come with us. How did you prepare your students to appear on the show?
Well, it was rather easy in that we have a club period each day from 2:30 to 3 o'clock. And so we have been meeting from 2:30 to 3 o'clock every day of the week.
And who prepared your questions that you used?
We have really been fortunate in having teachers help us prepare questions. Parents have helped us prepare questions. And the students on the panel.
And what a variety I'll bet you get when you put them all together.
Right. It has really been wonderful.
Have you noticed any difference in your students from their first appearance?
Well, I think they have gained confidence as we have gone along.
Do you think they like being on television?
Yes. And
good.
We are happy for them because it stresses the academic part of school, and we are happy for that.
Thank you.
Right.
And the score is Lyndon 73, JNF 120 as we head into our final procession here. And we have a visual. This North American hawk is a favorite of wildlife artists. Lyndon, Meg?
Peregrine?
No, honey. I'll finish the question for JNF. Because of his acute vision and great speed, he is an efficient hunter. Which hawk is this?
Duck hawk?
No, the red-tailed hawk. The red-tailed hawk. I believe they just had one out at the Monroeville Mall not too long ago. Pencil and paper handy. We've got a math question for you. Okay. There are two answers to this question. And if you even just give me the final one, I'll know you got the next to the last one. But we'd like you to get both answers. Dan's working year is 50 weeks. He sold an old bike for $70. He bought a new one for $151. When he drove his car to work, the gasoline cost him $3 per week. In how many weeks did his savings in gasoline liquidate the net cost of the bike? And what was his savings on gasoline for the rest of the year? Okay, Gordon's going to give me a try here.
They liquidated the cost in 28 weeks, and I can't remember the other part.
I can't remember the other part, because that was a long question, Gordon. I can see why. Anybody up at Lyndon want to give it a try here? Any ideas before your time runs out? It was kind of a long one, keeping the whole thing. It was 27 weeks, and then you get the savings on the gas and for the rest of the year. It was $69. $69. The element iron makes up about 4.44% by weight of the Earth's crustal rock. Except for meteors, iron is never found in its pure state, but always in combination with other elements. During the 18th century, all the materials necessary in making iron were found in Pennsylvania. Why was it of the greatest importance in 1776 to 1781? JNF, Kim.
Because of the Revolutionary War, and they needed to make firearms and cannons.
Right, the supplies for the war. That's what they wanted. Present plans call for the 14 Pacific Islands, the Marianas, to become a United States Commonwealth territory, at which time the 13,000 inhabitants would become United States citizens. What other citizens hold JNF? Gordon?
Puerto Rican.
Right, they hold the same status. Rogers Hornsby held the record for home runs in a season hit by a second baseman. Last year, this record of 42 was broken by the Atlanta Braves second baseman. JNF, Gordon?
Dave Johnson.
Dave Johnson did it. That was his name. The Delta Queen, the last of the overnight paddle wheel steamboats, urges the vacationer to explore our country's heartland and history, a forgotten America. What are the two large rivers? JNF, Gordon?
The Mississippi and the Ohio?
Right, those are the two that the Delta Queen cruises. I have a quote coming up for you. God grant that not only the love of liberty, but a thorough knowledge of the rights of man may pervade all the nations of the earth, so that a philosopher may set his feet anywhere on its surface and say, this is my country. Who said this? Lyndon Johnson?
Thomas Jefferson?
No, it wasn't Thomas Jefferson, John. How about Jane Neff? You want to tell me who said that? Bruce and Gordon are both halfway there.
George Washington?
Do you know who said it? Benjamin Franklin! Our friend Benjamin Franklin. What a fantastic man. The funny furry duck-billed creature that is actually a living fossil was first bred in captivity at the Sir Colin McKenzie Sanctuary, Lyndon John.
The platypus?
The duck-billed platypus is his name. Very good. This American novelist received all of her early education from her father. Later, she was given instruction and guidance by Ralph Waldo Emerson and David Thoreau, both family friends. Her two-volume classic of childhood and family life has remained Jane F. Gordon.
Louisa May Alcott.
Oh, Gordon, I have to go up here to Lyndon. Will you hear what I was going to ask? Has remained one of the best-loved girls' books. What is the title of Louisa May Alcott's classic? Jessica and Meg. Captain?
Meg.
Little Women?
Right. And Gordon knew it and picked the other one. The oldest post-mail route in America was written for the first time in January 1673 by John Perry, who was appointed by Sir Edmund Andros, governor of the Dominion of New England. Between what two cities did the post writer travel? Okay, Jane F. Bruce?
New York and Philadelphia?
Sorry, Bruce, not those two. How about Lyndon? John?
Concord and Lexington? Lexington?
Oh, you were up in the New England part. It was Boston and New York. I'm put you two together. The literal Swedish translation for smorgasbord is bread and butter table. Spell smorgasbord. Okay, Gordon?
S-M-O-R-G-A-S-B-O-R-D.
You did it, Gordon! Yeah, all right. Very difficult one. When practice starts on May 6th for the 58th running of the Indianapolis 500, extensive work will have been done on remodeling the brickyard. What is the brickyard? Lyndon, Mitch.
The place where the last year's crash, the class crashed into, where the people sit.
No, he won't accept that one, Mitch. We've got Jane F. Gordon, Bruce, and Mike, and yourself, Captain.
I'll take it myself. It's a wall that, like, on the infield that a lot of cars crashed into.
No, it's the speedway. It's all of it. Not just the racetrack, but all of the buildings, everything combined on the street. And that ends today's game. We'll be back with our winner right after this word from Pittsburgh National.
While Pittsburgh National Bank is helping Travaux finance these river giants, they're also helping Winston James manage his checking account, send his daughter to college with an education loan, and save for the family vacation. So whether you want to build a barge or just make sure your children get off to school, come on in. Our customers like the way we work.
And the score reads Lyndon 103, Jane F. 195. Jane F., you are the grand champion. And they congratulate our Lyndon score. These are the two teams, by the way, that will be going to Washington, D.C. with us. So please be sure to join us on June 2nd. It's always kind of a mixture of extreme happiness because it's been a marvelous season with you and with all of the schools I've been privileged to be with. And yet, It's the end of our season, so I won't see you for a while. Have a wonderful summer, but don't forget June 2nd when both these fine teams will be seen as we tour Washington, D.C. at our same time, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Have a great summer. Bye-bye.
Junior High Quiz has been brought to you by Pittsburgh National Bank in the interest of furthering the high educational standards of all Western Pennsylvania schools. There are so many good banks we have to be better. Research source is by the Encyclopedia Americana, a Grolier publication.